In the name of Allah, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting, Muslims are required to say their prayers regularly, and they are also required to pay zakat on a regular basis. The question is, why should we pay zakat? Well, the answer is that we have to pay zakat because the Almighty has designed this worldly life in a manner that we, if we understand the philosophy of it properly, we would be inclined to spend in the way of Allah and therefore to pay zakat. Zakat is the compulsory involuntary payment that all Muslims are required to make if they have the requisite amount of wealth. But the broader, wider term used for the purpose of spending in the way of Allah is infaq. Infaq means to spend your wealth in the way of Allah for the welfare of the poor, for the benefit and support of God's religion and His message, so as to please God. Now, why is it that we are required to do infaq? The answer is that the Almighty designed this worldly life in a manner that He made some people rich and affluent and some others poor and with less resources than what they need. This was God's design. If He would have willed, He could have made a world of abundance, of all the resources that humans needed. But He wanted this worldly life to be a trial. The trial of the Almighty is such that while some people are going through the test of affluence, and therefore they're expected to be thankful to God, and in being thankful, they're also expected that they spend some part of the wealth that has been given to them by God to others. They will do it only because they know that they didn't deserve it. It was only that the Almighty had been kind to them to have given them wealth more than they needed. Those people who have gotten less wealth and resources than they need are also going through the test of this life, wherein the Almighty is expecting them to remain steadfast, patient, and not deviate from the right path, despite the fact that they do not have resources in abundance. So that this life, the worldly life of ours, is a trial of thankfulness and gratefulness on the one hand, which is called shukr, and patience and steadfastness despite difficulties, which is called sabr. So that neither the one who has got abundant wealth is successful in the eyes of the Almighty, nor the one who has got less wealth, unsuccessful and deprived in the eyes of the Almighty. Both are equal in His eyes in that they are going through the trial of this test. And whether they belong to the people, to the category of successful people, or whether they belong to the category of those who are unsuccessful, would be decided ultimately on the basis of who performed well and who didn't perform well. So that the people who are rich, who are aware of the fact that their richness owes itself to the kindness of the Almighty, they are inclined to spend a part of their wealth on their poor brothers who need, who are in difficulties, because they know that those people who are poor are actually deprived because the Almighty's design required them to be deprived. Having said that, it doesn't really necessarily mean that the poor people should not be encouraged to work hard and to plan their life better so as to enable them to have better resources. That indeed is what they must do. However, despite the fact that many such people would do as best as they can, not all of them are going to have affluence and abundance in their resources. This life is going to remain the same way. Some people would have more and others would have less. And this is a trial which requires those who have got more to spend and share their wealth with those who have got less. So that we are required to pay zakat as a matter of obligation, because it is the minimum that the Almighty expects from us to spend in the way of Allah, to please Him, for the betterment of the fellow humans, and for the promotion of the cause of God's message. This is because the design of this worldly life is such that it has not been created in a manner that the resources are unlimited and they all satisfy the needs of humans. Human needs are there. Some people find themselves, because of God's design, in a situation where they cannot meet their needs, at times desperate needs. And therefore, it really is a trial which, if somebody acknowledges and recognizes, he also recognizes the fact that in this trial, if he has been given abundant resources, then his obligation is to share those resources with others, so that on the one hand, the lot of the poor improves, and on the other hand, God Almighty is pleased. So that spending in the way of Allah to please Him is not in conflict with the spirit of sharing with fellow human beings. We share with fellow human beings because we know that those fellow human beings have also been created by God. They are getting less because God wants us to see as to whether we love them enough and we love Him enough to help them to make the situation better and to improve their lot. May the Almighty enable us to understand the philosophy of His religion properly, and may He enable us to follow it as best as is possible for us.